This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Two current and former Trump Organization employees testified today about the business records at the heart of the Manhattan DA's case against Trump. NPR's Andrea Bernstein reports both detailed a series of payments made to Michael Cohen in 2017.
Jeffrey McConney was the former controller, and Deb Tarasoff works at the Trump Organization today in the accounting department. Both testified about a series of payments made to Michael Cohen in 2017. Prosecutors displayed notes McConney had taken in early 2017 about what he called a reimbursement to Michael Cohen, included the $130,000 payment to Keith Davidson, who was Stormy Daniels' lawyers, combined with some other payments and grossed up to cover taxes. On cross, the defense stressed that McConney never spoke to Trump himself. But when Tarasoff was on the stand, prosecutors displayed the payments themselves. 11 canceled checks, 8 of them signed by Donald Trump himself in black Sharpie from the White House. Andrea Bernstein, NPR News, New York.
The militant group Hamas today accepted the Egyptian-Qatari ceasefire proposal that would halt the 7-month-old war with Israel. Though, as always, the case in these situations is the devil's in the details. The existence of a possible deal was confirmed today by White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, though he declined to provide specifics. Shortly after the announcement, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his war cabinet had unanimously approved continuing a military operation in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Israel did say it would send a delegation to meet with negotiators, though. House Speaker Mike Johnson had a 2-hour-plus meeting with GOP Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia and Thomas Massie of Kentucky. As NPR's Barbara Sprunt explains, the two lawmakers have called on Johnson to resign and are weighing whether to push forward on a move to oust him.
Johnson emerged from the meeting saying it was a lengthy and constructive discussion.
I understand the frustration. I share it. I would really like to advance much more of our conservative policy on a daily basis here, but the reality is we are working with the smallest majority in U.S. history with a 1-vote margin. It makes it very difficult for us to, using my football metaphor, as I often do, to throw touchdown passes on every single play. It's very difficult.
Johnson said the group will meet again on Tuesday. Top House Democrats have said they'll support Johnson if a vote comes to remove him as Speaker, something that will expose Johnson to criticism from many in his own conference. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, the Capitol.
NPR CEO Catherine Mars says she will not be appearing at a hearing on Capitol Hill this week at the behest of a Republican-led committee, but has expressed willingness to do so soon. Mars was asked last week to appear at a hearing this Wednesday by House Oversight Subcommittee to answer questions about perceived left-wing bias at the network. Mars cited a conflict with a long-scheduled board meeting, her first as CEO of NPR. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 176 points. This is NPR. Social Security retirement benefits are facing an automatic cut in less than a decade. That is, unless Congress makes changes before then. NPR's Scott Horsley has more on a new report card from Social Security trustees.
The report says Social Security's finances have improved somewhat in the last year, thanks to workers' rising productivity and fewer people becoming disabled. It's still facing strains, however, as baby boomers retire and are replaced by smaller generations of workers. The popular program, which pays benefits to more than 53 million retirees, is expected to run short of cash in 2033, at which point, by law, benefits would automatically be cut by 21%. Congress could fix the shortfall by raising taxes, reducing benefits, or some combination of the two. Medicare is also facing long-term financial challenges, although that program has been helped by a strong economy and lower-than-expected Medicare spending. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Trump Media, the parent company of the former president's social media platform Truth Social, now says it has fired an auditor the federal regulators have charged with massive fraud. Media company dismissing B.F. Borgers as its independent public accounting firm. The firing last week came as the Securities and Exchange Commission charged the firm and its owner with deliberate and systemic failures in more than 1,500 audits. It apparently did not involve any work the company performed for Trump Media, though. Crude oil futures prices moved modestly higher following stocks up today. U.S. crude gained 37 cents a barrel to end the session at $78.48 a barrel on the U.S. Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.